This is just a data indicating initial physical patient recursion or ICF DSO and Raja RGER, date of birth 9/13/1953, place Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, date of service 11/4/2023. As a physical initial evaluation, patient transferred to my service. 50 up until now, this is a 70-year-old gentleman. He has been admitted into the machine for continuation of his care. Patient has a multiple medical problem. Previous CVA with the left, I mean, braces, left arm weakness, left leg weakness, and history of gangrene, second toe with osteomyelitis, next line pulmonary hypertension, next line peripheral vascular disease, set up with right frontal bypass, history of depression, insomnia, history of chronic smoking. Post right second to metatarsal amputation. Patient hasn't maintained on his regular medication. Currently, he denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, as I mentioned.
I thank you so much. You guys have a great day. You have a blessing. Yeah.
Cardiovascular disease, next line hypertension, next line hyperlipidemia, next line diabetes mellitus, national history of cognitive impairment, tricuspid insufficiency, history of DVT, allergies are known, current medications, low max 0.4 milligram daily for prostate hypertrophy, amlodipine 5 mg daily, metoprolol 500 mg twice a day, adalazine 25 mg 3 times a day. This is another known history of asthma. He has been on Ventolin inhaler 2 plus every 6 hours, PRN, Lipitor 40 mg daily, melatonin 5 mg at bedtime for insomnia, at the discus 250 over 50, 1 plus BAD, Seneca 8.6 mg daily, Tylenol 650. 4 times a day, PRN, folate 100 mg BID, Miralax 17 gram daily, DNF treatment every 4 hours as needed, for COPD slash asthma, Pestalon per 100 mg, 2-8 hours, PRN for cough, Biofreeze gel, 4%, local analgesic, calcium carbonate 500 mg, four-time daily PRN for cough and congestion, calcium carbonate 4, 500 mg daily supplement, Even oxygen liquid, 5 ml Q6 hour PRN, scopolamine transdermal every 3 days. Your system no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no tachycardia, no chest and GI, no arm tendinitis, no musculoskeletal, no pain, dental urinary dysmenorrhea, neuronal syncope. We have a left side weakness in the previous stroke, endocrine paralytia. Patient is using ambulatory dysfunction using wheelchair. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert and cooperative. His blood pressure is 1072, pulse 80, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse rate 98%, body weight 206.5 pounds, blood sugar was not today. The last blood sugar check was 123. Adrenal pneumophilic, isometric, neck, supplement, UVD, chest, and tender lungs. Clear, no vision, heart, next to regular rhythm, nisar, knot, and blossom, positive extremities. No edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert, cooperative, somewhat forgetful, but able to answer the question properly. Assessment, patient has been admitted to the substitute nursing home for continuation of care, number one, CVA, number two, pulmonary hypertension, number three, COPD slash asthma, number four, prostatic hypertrophy, number five, ambulatory dysfunction, number six, diabetes mellitus, number seven, history of DVT, history of insomnia, history of chronic smoking, peripheral vascular disease, right temple bypass, history of chronic constipation. Plan of care will continue on with medications. Lab reviewed the knee, WBC 5.5, hemoglobin 11.9, marker 39.5, platelet 200, ALT 16, ALT 16, BUN 17, calcium 8 per month, pulver 110, creatinine 1.06, glucose 85, sodium 145. Patient is doing well with continuous oxygen medication. Treatment discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. No acute issue reported. Thank you.